Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 94, CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I hope you are having a fantastic night. I am, because I get to spend it with you, the listener. You are the reason why I keep cranking out the podcast. Thank you for the continued downloads and sharing it with family and friends and giving me comments about the podcast. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So thank you so much. You know, so much of what we do in life, at least in my opinion, comes down to one thing. I don't care what you're doing, whether in law enforcement, criminal justice, you know, you work in the hospitality, whatever you're doing, I think it comes down to one thing, and that is mindset. So many of us are trapped in that negative, toxic mindset of, you know, you can't do it, you're a failure, you failed once, you're always going to fail, that type of attitude. So many of us are walking around with that mindset. So what I want to talk about today is seven simple steps to build that successful, can-do mindset. You know, they have that, so many people that I come into contact with, and I'm not perfect by any means, but I have my bad days where I'm like, eh. But so many people I come across have that mindset that is just, it's not helping them. It is working against them. Maybe they know what they want, but they are constantly trying to pursue that goal, make an effort, but they never really go anywhere. So I want to talk about seven simple steps to build that positive mindset. And this is actually from lifehack.org, and I will have the link up so you can look at later on. And it's a great article. And again, I want to go over these seven steps to change that mindset. So number one, define your success. If you don't define it, you'll will keep yourself subjected to confusion about your success and your failures. Find out what's important for you in your personal life, career, and health. You know, set aside your ego, also your guilt, and think about what a perfect life would be for you. So number two, set goals based on your definition. Right now, you're at a stage where you simply know what success means to you. You've no plan, no help, nor any strategy to live that success. So start by setting goals in three basics of life: work, relationships, and health. Very, very good. Find inspiration and motivation. Like I've said before, I am a huge believer in meditation. I love meditation. I try to do it every day. Again, I use an app called Headspace. I would encourage you, if you're not meditating, maybe you don't want to, just taking time out to decompress, be by yourself, write, go on a ride, or, you know, hike, or whatever, walk. You know, you need to find that inspiration in your life, especially those in criminal justice. Not that other jobs aren't important, but we have very, very stressful jobs. We need to find inspiration and motivation, because I think a lot of times, I know because I was there, you know, it gets lost, our inspiration and motivation, because of the daily grind of our job. We need to, again, get back to that inspiration and motivation. Number four, create habits surrounding your goals. People often want to know, how do rich people, for example, become rich? Because they have successful habits. They develop habits. That's why people who are successful, not just financially, but spiritually and, you know, maybe family-wise, they have gotten into the habit of developing good habits. Goal setting works best when you have habits surrounding your goal. Your habits are directly related to the rate of depletion of your motivational level. So if you're not habitual about doing things that are needed for achieving your goals, your motivation levels will deplete more quickly. Sound advice. Number five, create a routine around your habits. Successful people have this one noticeable thing in their lives. They live their success whether anyone notices them or not. That is so powerful. Learn to live your success. Do the best work you want to end up with today. Throw yourself at the toughest of tasks. Make it routine to commit yourself to that habitual activity and demand exceptional performance from yourself. Even if you're not getting recognition from anybody else, demand that for yourself. Stop procrastinating. And I'm guilty of this too. Routines suck. And even the most successful people with time lapse because of their habit of procrastinating. You know, kicking the can down the road. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, here's the best advice. Would go back to step three, because this is the time when you need motivation, inspiration, and love the most. I love the quote, "One should be loved when he least deserves it, because that's the time he needs it the most." And the last step or tip, stop looking at success like a distant achievement. You know, we are constantly, you know, putting ourselves against other people. I wish I was that successful. When will I reach that success? Stop considering success from a point of view where success is different from you as an individual and is merely something you hope to attain one day. When you learn, and this is stuff, folks, that doesn't happen overnight. I myself am a work in progress. So I try to develop some of these simple successful mindsets for me. And I would encourage you to do the same. Again, I'm a work in progress, just like probably most of you are. But it is so much. When I changed my mindset, things really started looking different for me. I've talked about this on other podcasts too, where, you know, I realized one day that not everybody out there was a criminal. There is a bad element. But I kind of changed my mindset. And you know what? I think in some ways I'm happier for it. I'm not as judgmental with people like I used to be. And that's just one example, and I could give you more. But it is a mindset. I really have to make a conscious effort, you know, to be happy every day. Be thankful for what you have in your life, because you have so much. I know it seems like sometimes, you know, your life is in the shitter. And you don't feel good, you know, you feel like people are coming down on you, but things will always get better if you allow them to, and you develop that positive can-do mindset. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I hope everybody is doing very, very good. Thank you so much for the continued support. Again, we have a great guest coming on tomorrow. She is awesome. Very excited to bring her on. And we'll push that out as soon as it gets done editing. And again, thank you for the continued support and downloads. You can go over to cjevolution.net. That is the website associated with this podcast. You can check out all the episodes right there. There's also links to iTunes, if you'd be so kind to go over there if you get a chance and rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. You can also catch me on social media all over the place. So I would love to hear from you. So take care, everybody. And thank you for all the brave men and women out there who protect our communities every night and every day. Thank you so much. Be safe, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.